Welcome. Today we're going to build a classic rolling re-space line for drum and bass inside Ableton Live. This lesson is aimed at beginners, but we'll get hands-on and practical. Patch design, MIDI programming, effects chains, sidechaining, plus arrangement ideas so you can drop a heavy rolling bass into a 170, 175 BPM DNB loop. Set your tempo to 174 BPM and let's make the low end move. First, what you'll end up with. You'll create a two-layered bass group, a clean mono sublayer for pure low-end power, and a rolling res layer for detuned, wide mid-range motion and grit. You'll program a one-bar rolling pattern in 16th notes, process both layers with EQ, saturation, and sidechain compression using stock Ableton devices like Operator or Wavetable, EQ8, Saturator, Glue Compressor, Utility, and Auto Filter. I'll also give arrangement tips, intro, filtered buildup, and full drop. Now let's get started step by step. Step 1, tracks and routing. Create a new MIDI track and name it Sub Bass. Load Operator or, if you prefer, Wavetable and initialize Assign Oscillator. Keep this track monophonic for clarity. Create a second MIDI track and name it Res Bass. Load Wavetable if you have Live 10 or 11, analog or operator can work too. Group both tracks into a group called Bass so you can process them in parallel. Step 2, the sub layer. On the sub bass track, set up Operator with a single oscillator. Oscillator A only, and choose Assign Wave. Drop the octave one or two steps so the root lives around C1 or C0 depending on your keyboard mapping. Do not add filters or saturation to the sub, keep it pure. Add an EQ8 only if you hear stray harmonics and roll a gentle low shelf around 200 Hz if necessary. Insert a utility device and set width to 0% to lock the sub to mono. Keep your level conservative. Aim for around -6 to -12 dB peak so the mids have headroom. Step 3. The res layer. On the res bass track, load Wavetable and initialize. Use two oscillators. Oscillator A set to a saw, oscillator B also a saw, and tune oscillator B down 7 semitones to get that classic res harmonic interplay. Turn unison to 4 voices for thickness, and set detune somewhere between 0.06 and 0.16. Smaller values give a tighter sound, larger values give wider motion. Set spread around 0.25 to 0.6, but don't overdo it because we'll control the low mono later. Activate a low-pass filter, choose a 24 dB slope, and start with the cutoff around 800 to 1500 Hz, depending on how bright you want it. Add some filter envelope. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, decay 400 to 700 milliseconds, sustain at about 0.6, and assign envelope amount to cutoff around 20 to 40. That gives motion to each note. Optionally add a small amount of Wavetable position modulation or oscillator FM for extra grit. Decide whether you want monophonic glide for slides or strict legato off for tight chopping. Set glide to taste. Step 4. Program the rolling MIDI. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on 16th grid. A simple rolling idea. Place a longer root hit on C1 starting on beat 1 with a length of 1/8 note. Then add short 16th fills on the off beats. At the 3rd 16th, put a G1 16th note. At the 4th 16th, put a C2 16th note. Repeat similar fills in the second half of the bar. Vary velocity so it breathes. Make the root notes higher velocity, the fills slightly lower. This velocity variation is essential to make the roll feel alive. Step 5. Res processing chain. Start with EQ8 and high pass at about 30 to 40 Hz to protect your sub. Then carve a low shelf cut around 120 to 200 Hz, maybe -3 to -6 dB so the sub has space. Add a saturator using soft clip. Drive between 2 and 6 dB and a dry slash wet between 30 and 60% depending on how dirty you want it. Consider an auto filter for automation in the intro and a subtle frequency shifter at 1 to 3 Hz on one duplicated chain to introduce phase motion. End with a utility set to wide, around 70 to 100%. For stereo character. Step 6, busing and sidechain compression. Place the sub and res into the bass group and add glue compressor on the group. Set glue compressor to 4:1 ratio. Attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds. Release between 60 and 150 milliseconds. Use external sidechain and route your kick or a dedicated kick trigger to it. Adjust the threshold to get around 4 to 8 dB of gain reduction on kick hits so the bass ducks but remains solid. For faster DNB punch, use a faster attack like 1 to 10 milliseconds if you want tighter ducking. Step 7, parallel processing and frequency splitting. Inside the group or in an audio effect rack, create two chains, a mid-dirty chain and a sub-clean chain. On the mid-chain high pass at 120 to 200 Hz and smash it with saturator or overdrive for bite. On the sub-chain low pass at 120 to 150 Hz and keep it clean and mono. Macro map the crossover frequency and mid-drive for quick shaping. This lets you add aggression to the mids without killing the sub. Step 8, automation and movement. Automate Wavetable's filter cutoff and envelope amount for build and drop moves. Add pitch bends on the fills via small pitch envelopes or the synth pitch envelope for quick slides. Use Live's LFO or auto filter sync to 1/16th or 1/8th to add tempo locked wobble on the Reese's upper bands. Small, subtle movement makes the sound feel alive. Common mistakes to avoid. Do not make your entire bass stereo. Always keep the sub mono or it will disappear on club systems. Don't oversaturate the sub. Distort the mids, not the sine sub. Avoid too many unison voices or extreme detune because that causes phase cancellation and floppy low end. And please, always set up sidechain. Bass and kick will fight without it. Finally, test on headphones, small speakers, and in mono to ensure translation. Quick pro tips. Gain stage early. Keep your tracks peaking around -8 to -12 dB. Name and color your bass channels so you can find them fast. Check mono frequently by toggling utility width to 0%. If CPU gets heavy with unison voices, resample your Reese to audio and continue sound design on the audio while saving the original MIDI chain on a hidden track. Create a two-track bass template with macros mapped to crossover, drive, and width to speed up future sessions. When trying changes, duplicate the bass group in A/B between versions rather than undoing so you can compare objectively. Advanced variations to try later. Make two Reese layers detuned a few cents in opposite directions and pan them subtly for a rich stereo field while keeping low mids mono. Use the LFO device for tempo synced filter modulation with different phase offsets per chain. Try step modulated pitch for glitchy rolls and M/S processing to apply chorus or frequency shift to the sides only. Sound design extras. Once you have a phrase you like, resample it to audio, chop into 16th or 30-second slices, pitch slices down an octave, reverse a few and resequence for chaotic textures. Run a copy through grain delay for granular tails, or use frequency shifter or vocoder for small formant character that adds growl without changing perceived pitch. Multiband distortion lets you crush the mids while keeping low and high bands controlled. Use transient shaping on the mid chain to make the 16th fills poke through. Arrangement ideas. For 16-bar sections, change a single parameter every 8 bars. Maybe +3 dB drive on bar 9 or introduce a low-cut sweep on bar 17. Prepare a fill toolbox of 3 reusable audio fillers. A resampled reversed hit, a pitched thump, and a chopped glitch loop to drop at transitions. Use short high-pass send reverb or delay on top frequencies only so tails add stereo space without muddying the low mids. Mini practice exercise for the next 20 to 30 minutes. Task. Make one solid one-bar rolling Reese loop at 174 BPM and play it with a simple amen break. Create the sub with operator sign, the Reese with wavetable 2, saws and osb tuned -7 semitones. Program your 16th note roll with root C1 on beats 1 and 3. Add G1 and C2 fills. Vary velocities. Set Reese unison 4 and detune 0.08. Filter cutoff around 1 kHz with envelope amount 30. Process as we discussed in group with glue compressor sidechain to the kick. Resample the result if you like. And then try pitching a copy down an octave and abusing Redux for a darker texture. Blend it under the original. Homework challenge if you want to push this further. First, make a one-bar loop and export a short clip, then listen in mono and on a phone and list 3 things you'd change. Second, resample your Reese and create 2 variations, a dark pitched-down copy with heavy bit reduction, and a glitch copy chopped into 16th slices with grain delay. Third, make 2 contrasting 8-bar drops from the same drums. One clean and subtle, the other aggressive with parallel mid-smashing. Export stems and compare on different systems. Note what needs additional ducking or EQ. Recap, build 2 layers. A mono clean sub and a detuned wide Reese for the mids. Program rolling 16th fills with velocity variation. Keep low-end mono, distort the mids, and sidechain to the kick. Use parallel distortion and frequency splitting to add aggression without destroying the sub, and automate filter and envelope parameters to keep movement across the arrangement. Get practicing, resample and mangle the Reese for character. And if you want, send me your exported clips or Ableton set, and I'll give targeted feedback to tighten the low end and increase perceived weight. Let's make it heavy. And roll.